scammers and spammers. We have all dealt with them. You get a text from a number that you don't recognize, and you're told that you haven't paid some toll on some road that you've never driven on, or that there's some package waiting for you, and all you need to do is to click here. Well, now Google is going on the offensive. NPR tech correspondent John Ruwitch joins us now with more. And just a note before we get started, Google is a financial supporter of NPR. Hi, John.
Hey there, Elsa.
Hey, okay, so what is Google doing with these annoying scammers?
Yeah, Google launched a lawsuit in the Southern District of New York today against a group that it calls Lighthouse. The suit describes this as a very well-organized criminal organization based in China that has basically an off-the-shelf suite of software to help cyber criminals pull off phishing scams. And we've all been there, right? You get that text. There's the link. If you click on that link, you're taken to a fake website, and that's where a lot of people get tricked into giving up personal information or credit card numbers. Google's allegation is that this criminal network's software helps these cyber criminals hook victims by spoofing legitimate websites like the West Virginia DMV, for instance, or New York's Easy Pass for highway tolls.
Okay, but if Google is suing, it must be claiming harm. So how is Google harmed in all of this?
Yes. Yeah, well, Google says a lot of those fake websites and even the templates for creating the fake websites, those templates are made by Lighthouse, it says, they use Google's logo. So think Google Pay or that sign-in button. And screenshots in the court document actually showed that not only were Google's logos there, but logos of other big tech companies, payment companies, credit cards. Google says this makes the fake websites look more legit, but they undermine trust in the company. And so that's where the damage is.